Pray that I say what God wants me to say today. I've been in the OA program for 45 years. And I know that's hard for you to believe because I'm only 39. However, I'm actually going to be 80 in 4 months, which I can't believe. It just creeps up on you. But let me tell you, I mentioned that I'm going to be 80 because if it weren't for OA, I would have been gone a long, long time ago. So I am grateful to OA that I am alive. I found abstinence or made a decision for it. I don't remember. 6 or 8 months after I first came into program, I lost 100 pounds. I was abstinent for 18 years, good solid abstinence. So then I began to think that I knew everything. I have this tendency to think I know everything. It's one of my major defects. And I thought, well, I don't really have to talk to God every day, you know. So I kind of let that go. And then I let a sponsor go. I didn't need a sponsor. I knew everything already. I was cured. Well, I entered what somebody has described as the twilight misery of relapse and of overeating. It took about 9 months, enough time for a baby, to gain back 100 pounds after 18 years of abstinence. So the disease is always with me. And I say that not in despair, just in recognition. I remain powerless over food. Whether I like that or not, I'm not cured. I'm not recovered. I'm always powerless over food. So I stayed in OA for the next 10 years while I was in relapse. 10 years is a long time to be in relapse. And what happened was I reached a point where I really didn't want to give up the food. So this was a big kind of cop out to say, I'm praying for the willingness to be willing to be willing. No, I didn't want to give up food, and I wasn't gonna. My middle name was obstinate, definitely not abstinent. And then I heard this question, which was, what is it you're doing that's keeping you from the abundant life God has planned for you? And I knew that I was overeating. And it kind of occurred to me, my life really didn't feel very abundant. That twilight misery of overeating keeps me from feeling things I don't want to feel. But the important thing is they don't go away. They're still there, even though it feels like this messy twilight. So I wrestled with that question for 6 months. It kept coming at me from various venues. It was astonishing. And finally, one day, there's a very long story behind this, but I won't go through it all. Finally, one day, I argued with God for 15 hours. I said, I'm not going to give up the food. God says, fine. And then 20 minutes later, but if you were to give up the food, I would be there to help you. I don't care. I'm not giving it up. I can't do it. I've tried over these 10 years. Not going to happen. I'm going to fail again. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to give it up. Okay, says God. An hour later, Mimi, would you like an abundant life? Oh, yeah, but not if I have to give up the extra food. I can't do it. I know you can't, says God. Argued all day long. God would not leave me alone. Finally, I don't know how. I just got tired of arguing. I found myself on my knees where I hadn't been. And I just said, God, please, I give up. Take the food. I cannot do this anymore. Lo and behold, next day I went to a meeting in fear and trembling because I had been, at that point, God had helped me be abstinent 10 hours, I think. Gee, I got a sponsor right away. How did that happen? Went to a meeting the next day. Oh, well, the gist of this is God had not given up on me. Makes me cry, actually. I lost 100 pounds again, and I've now been abstinent one day at a time for 15 years and counting. My OA birthday now, this time around, is curiously on the Ides of March. So praying to God that by March 15th, I can say I have 16 years of abstinence, but who's counting? It's today. It's today that makes the difference. And I've been through all kinds of things with my compulsive eating, as we all have. I started overeating when I was six. When I was six, I can remember sneaking food. 6 years old, I was sneaking food. And I didn't want my mother to find it, you know. When I was 18, I was visiting an aunt and uncle who lived on a lake. My uncle put me in a canoe, rowed out in the middle of the lake, pulled up the oars, and I'm going, uh-oh, what's happening? And my uncle says to me, you have such a pretty face. Why don't you lose weight? And there I was, trapped in the middle of the lake. I mean, and the poor guy meant, well, these people who say these horrible things to us, they do it out of love and out of ignorance. You know, I was devastated. And of course, guess what I did? I gained 25 more pounds. At my top weight, I found out I weighed more than a football linebacker. Which was kind of amazing because at that time I was 5'3". I am now 5 feet and my doctor says I'm at a healthy weight. I'm actually a little over, but I like my doctor, so I like what he says, so I keep going back to him. I think the big difference for me in this program is staying connected to my higher power. And that's not always an easy thing to do because I am definitely no saint, even though I would like to be sometimes. There are days when I definitely don't feel my higher power's presence. There are months when I don't feel my higher power's presence. But I know from my past relapse that I sit down and I do the thing daily, whether I really want to or not, and whether I feel that God is there. For a long time, I heard at a retreat, if you read pages 86 to 88 in the big book every day and practice it, your whole life will change. So I did that, and boy, did that make a difference. It really did. So now I've developed other things that I do. But sometimes I really feel like I'm in a desert when I want to contact my higher power. And other times I feel, in the words of somebody else, like my heart is a watered garden. So I hang in there for that grace. I also go to OA has a two-way prayer meeting daily, and I go to that, and that really helps with my connection with my higher power. So about 10 years ago, I was at an exercise class, and I'm very careful who I say these words to, but I mentioned to somebody next to me, "Oh, this is so wonderful to be able to move. I've lost 100 pounds." And then I wait for them. And she says, "What did you do?" And I said, "Well, I pray." And she says, "What do you pray?" And I thought, what do I pray? So I said, "I'm going to go home and write down the different things I pray. And then I'm going to give you a copy of it tomorrow." And so I wrote this prayer poem that I want to read to you. Is that okay with everybody if I read that? Okay, so you don't have to warn me, Cindy. I've got the time. Thank you. Spirit, big love, here are some things I know. I know I am beautiful in your sight. I know that you love me as if I were the only person in the world. Sometimes I know that. I know that I do not need to lose weight to be given your love. And I know that I do not need to lose weight to be proud of myself, or to make someone else proud of me, or to gain anyone's love, or to please my uncle. I also know that you have given me a body that is a temple to be taken care of. Forgive me for moving farther away from you by seeking to heal myself with food instead of with you. You understand, though, that I have a disease and I'm not responsible for having it, but I recognize that I am responsible for recovering from it with your help. So those are some things I know. What I do not know is how to control my eating. What I do not have is the strength to eat in a healthy way, no matter how many times I lose weight, like 8 times I've lost 100 pounds. And no matter how many diets I go on, just when I think I have it all solved, I've got the answer, I overeat again, even though I don't want to. I am tired, God. I am beat. God, I give up. I can't do this by myself. Help me. I am assured that you will help me if I just let you. So, God, I humbly make a decision today to turn all this over to you. Grant me the strength this day to eat in a healthy way so that I can move toward a weight that's healthy for my body, only for today. Just for today, with your help, I can do what I could never do alone and what I could never do if I thought I had to spend my whole life doing it. I will go to any length to abide by your will. When I hear your voice urging me to make a healthy choice, I will rely on your strength to do it. And I commit to doing that just for today. Just for today, when I am hurting, I seek to find my comfort in you, not in food. Just for today, when I am angry, I allow myself to experience it, and then I turn that over to you. Just for today, when I am lonely, I seek to know you as my friend, not food. Just for today, when I am worried, I ask you to give me the serenity to accept what I cannot change, and the courage to change what I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Just for today, when I feel wounded, I seek healing in you, not in food. Just for today, when I want more food, more happiness, more love, more attention, more peace, more things, I ask you to be my more. Just for today, when I feel guilty, I confess to you what is weighing on me, make amends where I need to, and I accept your forgiveness with open heart. Just for today, I will list for you all the things I am grateful for at this moment. And this moment, I'm grateful to be speaking to all of you. I thank you for listening. I am grateful to be alive. I have had many health challenges in the last 6 months. Just for today, I will seek to be a blessing to someone else, as you will. In all of this, I ask that I may fulfill your purpose for me this day. I affirm that you do keep your promises, Spirit. You continue to carry me all the days of my life. I trust you will indeed then help me this day. Amen. Thank you for listening.